redneck mother. Mother who has raised the son so well. Well, he's 34 and drinking in a honky tonk. Just kicking hippies and raising hell. Yeah, he's kicking. Oklahoma, USA.
Very nice. That's Eddie Schmidt. Yes. And
I forgot about the words. We were living on the edge in that one. I'll tell you.
And again, where this is live radio, we should have discussed that before we did it, but that's okay. So. Yeah, this it's a family show, and we're going to try to keep it that way. Oh. That's a good song. Back in the day when we'd do that at the Country Dam, that was back when the urban cowboy era, where everybody was wearing cowboy hats, and it was one place you could go and feel really comfortable wearing a cowboy hat. And of course, we wore them, so our following would wear them too, and the women would wear them, but Dave Simonson would do that song, and that place would just come take the top off the place. That was always fun. But what kind of music do you guys mostly do, Mike, with
we're all over the place. New country. Chris likes a lot of new country.
Okay,
Chris loves.
Sure.
Some old country. Rob Peterson likes old country, and then Rick Stone's kind of a rock and roller, and myself, I just like anything that sounds good, that's
sure.
not too hard to play.
Yep.
It's the old adage that something easy to play that sounds good is something that hard to play, it doesn't sound good. We take the easy route sometimes, but yeah, just all over the place.
Sure.
All over the place.
Yeah, so. And I guess we used to keep up with the top 40 country stuff, and then it kind of got away from us a little bit.
Yeah.
We still do some of it, but that's okay. There's some good new tunes out there too, but so.
I'm trying to think, didn't we get actually in the mid 80s when we've first we're getting going, we used to get together, wasn't it once a week?
Yeah.
I'd drive down to either Bob's Greenery or
right
John's place, and we would get together every week and try to learn new stuff.
Yeah.
And we played in some of the ballrooms over in the Twin Cities. We actually won an award one year of Country Band of the Year for the Ballroom Association, Minnesota. Ballroom Association.
I think that was 84, wasn't it?
I think it was 90, wasn't it?
Time flies when you're having fun.
I don't. I got the plaque hanging on the wall. I better look at the date.
Who was in the band back then? Was John with you guys?
John
then?
Was with us.
Yeah.
Yep. And Bob Hovde was the drummer.
Okay.
Yep. Eddie and I. And then John had left, and my younger brother Joe came into the group.
Okay.
And then Bob Hovde had left, and we had Art Marcian for a drummer. And then Bob came back again, and it was so. But Eddie and I were, I guess, we're the two that are still the original two. So,
wow.
Yeah. So.
After how many years?
40.
40. Wow.
That's
quite a run.
Yes, it is. We're proud of that. It's been great.
Awesome.
Yes. And Eddie, I go to Arizona. Of course, we talked about that. And you're going to come out. I just want you to know that I hired a booking agent, and I got us working six nights in a row. And only
I'm
two
sure
of
that's
those.
Something my wife would love.
Yeah. Well, only two of the days we're doing a double. We're doing an afternoon show and an evening show. So I hope you're okay with that for your 7 days while you're there with your wife.
Yeah.
You and I will be out six nights. Is that okay?
Yeah. I'm gonna travel pretty light. I'm gonna take that little travel guitar. I'm gonna put a pickup on it, and I'm gonna bring my little lap steel or something. So
yeah,
just have to find me an amp down there. We'll figure out something.
But actually, we did play a couple of years ago out there. There's a park that hired actually Carl and I. We did some music out there. Our drummer, and they had a PA for us, and they had some things for us. So
okay,
so we'll have some help there again. So. I'm going to try I guess we can do Christmas songs now, can't we? It's going to be December 1st tomorrow,
yep.
I think, isn't it? So
yep.
This is a song that Brenda Lee had out, and I think we get to do this song about once a year. So I hate to pass up the opportunity. It's called Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. So you guys jump in here, too. So.
Mm-hmm. 2, 3, 4...
rocking around Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see everybody's trying to stop. Rocking around Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices ringing. Let's be jolly, deck the halls with balls of holly. Rocking around Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone's dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way. Sentimental feeling when you hear voices ringing. Let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly. Rocking around Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone's dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way. Everybody, Merry Christmas on that one. And Eddie, you did. Normally, you play the saxophone on that one. And I've never asked you to play guitar on it, but I think you did exactly the same notes that you would have on your horn.
Oh.
And I also like, and of course, you remember Kay Kaiser.
Oh, yeah.
Kay always did that riff that was in that song. Yeah.
But he would do it all the time, so.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the. The licks that Scott Nash stole from Kay. So.
Yes, Scott was good at doing that one. Yes. And once again, we've got Mike Driscoll and Mark Sorlene with us here tonight. And you guys got a little Christmas party coming up doing something in Richmond.
Yep. Yeah. We're going to be at the senior potluck dinner for Christmas potluck. So mm-hmm. we're a little group of five of us. We're going to call ourselves the Potluck Pickers.
There you go. Good idea.
It could be big.
Yes.
This could be big.
I hear the acoustics are great in the auditorium.
We were there last year, weren't we, Eddie?
Yeah. You and I. And it was icy outside. I remember it was real slippery
on
that road that had kind of an angle right behind the gym there. But
yeah,
won't have to worry about that this year.
Uh-oh. Hopefully not.
Yeah, no, hope not.
That's for sure, yes. We're talking off the air a little bit. I read a book, I just finished a book recently about Tom T. Hall. And it was a book that was, I think it was put out in 1979. It's been revised and updated. And Mike, you said you read the book too. Mm-hmm. And what an interesting story. Maybe I can even tap into Bob Zonk here a little bit. You want to grab a mic there?
Sure.
What I read is he went to Nashville in 1964 as a songwriter, and Dave Dudley actually brought him there.
Is that right?
Yeah, and Jimmy C. Newman, and Jimmy Keys, who was a publisher, was. Yep. But when we worked with Dave Dudley, he told us, he says, I'm actually the one that was responsible for getting Dave Dudley, or getting Tom T.
Wow.
And I read it in the book. I thought, well, he was telling us the truth. Sometimes you're not sure. But yeah, but Bob, you must remember when Tom T. hit the scene.
Oh, I do. And I remember, I have to tell this story because it's just funny. Tom T., for a while, back in the, it must have been in the late 70s, somewhere in there. Anyway, he was for a while on TV a spokesman for Chevrolet.
Mm.
And at the time, there was a Wood Motor Company in Eau Claire that was a Chevrolet dealer. And they brought Tom T. to town for new cars or whatever it was. And he came to the TV station. I was working at Wax, which was in the TV 13 building. Anyway, that's how I got to meet him, because Tom T. came there to be interviewed.
Oh, sure.
And I'll never forget, he walked into the the big studio where they had the news set, and the news person was there to interview him. And as he walked in, out of the back pocket of this fancy suit he wore, he had this, looked like a pint bottle of Jack Daniels.
Sure.
And that was a little bracer before he went on TV.
Yeah.
And he, later on in the day, I wasn't there, but I heard that he got a little bit tanked when he was down at the Wood Motor Company. But everybody left on good terms.
Oh, I bet.
He was a good guy.
Yeah, we actually played with him one time. We didn't back him up, but we were the front band for over at Hugo, Minnesota. And it was like a Sunday afternoon, and of course, he came in with all these great songs, great story songs.
Yeah.
But people wanted to dance, and he was impatient. I mean, they were impatient with him, but he got a little frustrated with the crowd. It's like, they were, can we play something we can dance to? And he's like, would you just listen to my songs? And so he was a little bit upset, and I don't blame him.
Yeah.
But he had told a story in the book that he was out early days and partying with these other songwriters, and somebody gave him a pill. It was an upper, a narcotic.
Oh, boy.
And which is not normal practice for him. He liked his beer.
Oh, yeah.
And then he was telling the story that Roger Miller had described to him how this narcotic would hit him. He described it that when I take one of those pills, I get so nervous, I swear I could thread the needle on a sewing machine while it's running. And Tom D says, that's kind of what happened to me too. So I think he went back to his beer again too. But yeah, he wrote, Harper Valley PTA, and that's how I got to Memphis, which was a Big Bobby Bear song.
When Greg Wheeler sings that, How I Got to Memphis,
yeah.
When I played with the Barn Boys down in
Great song,
Menominee.
Yeah.
Great tune, yeah.
Tall, Tall Trees, which was actually not too many years ago. I think, I'm trying to think who had that out. Alan Jackson, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So anyhow, if you get a chance to read the book, it's a wonderful book.
Great book.
Yes.
Let's
get you guys to sing something here again. Mark's going to go. Okay.
I'll go. This one I'd like to put out for my wife, my daughter, my granddaughters. It's Hey Good Looking by good old Hank Williams.
Sure. And save a spot for Eddie on this one.
I will do that. Right. I will do that. Say hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? Say hey, sweet baby, don't you think maybe we can find us a brand new recipe? I got a hot rod Ford and a $2 bill, and I know a spot right over the hill. There's soda pop, the dancing's free. If you wanna have fun, come along with me. Say hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? So we can go steady. How's about saving all your time for me? No more looking, I know I've been tooken. How
was about keeping steady company. I'm gonna throw my date book over the fence, buy me a new one for 5 or 10 cents. I keep it till it's covered with age, 'cause I'm writing your name on every page. Say hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? How's about cooking something up with me?
Very nice. That's Mark Sorlane. Nice feel to that, Mark. That's good. Yes. And the music that's being played in Star Prairie, is it, I'm sure, a variety of things?
Oh, it's everything from traditional gospel, a lot of Hank Williams.
Sure.
Just a lot of old, mostly old country, but yeah, some newer ones too.
Sure.
But we try to keep it to the three chords, so keep it simple, so anybody can join along.
Oh, well, nice.
Every now and then we throw in a fourth chord, but we announce it first.
Yes. We're going to say hello to a few folks.
Absolutely.
Here, and you guys make sure you jump in here too. I'm going to first say hello to my wife, Debbie, and Nick and Diane out in Santan Valley, Arizona. And that's who we spent Thanksgiving with, is their good neighbors out there. We got to know them a few years ago, and they've been so good to us. And Erica and her son, Kurt, from, I think it's from Mesa, Arizona, they spent Thanksgiving with us as well. Joe Gerard, from New York. He winters in Arizona. I got to know him. Hopefully he's tuned in here. Tom and Connie Bow, from the same area. I got more listeners out in Arizona than they do. Yeah. And my good buddy Putz, I was just up to his place this week. And Dan and Beth Wohl, thank you so much for always listening. Tom Klinger. Teresa from Turtle Lake, Wisconsin. She was in Ireland when we were there with a group. And her husband used to follow us a little bit, Eddie. And wouldn't you know, we met her over in Ireland. But she's from Turtle Lake. Renee Butler. Gary Lubick from River Falls, Jim Bjorkman from Sunburst, Montana, and Shirley Halliburton from Woodbury, Minnesota, and Judith Hansen, and thanks to everybody for listening. So, Eddie, I think I'm done.
Sure you're done?
I could think of a few more, but I better not.
I'll say hi to my wife, Joanne, and Cousin Char in the truck and all those Morrow cousins. I got to say hi to Al and Ann and all their family. Tad Late and his wife down there in Huntsville, Alabama. Darlene and the boys. Brian Jevning, I just talked to him on the phone here today. The Cribbage Boys, Club 42. Denny Marion, a great steel player from Chippewa Falls. And my buddy Doug that I went deer hunting with. Greg Wheeler and the Barn Boys. Tom Kramer. I think the Seawells, a bunch of them still listen here and there on Thursdays. That's all I got.
Okay. How about you, Mark?
Well, certainly have to say hello to my wife, Patricia.
Sure.
Or Patty. Since we moved to Wisconsin, she's become Patty.
Oh, yeah.
So my boys, Patrick, who lives down in Stoughton, just south of Madison.
I know.
And my son Joe, my son Robert, and my daughter Nancy, who is a nurse at Mayo.
Oh.
In the emergency room, I hope you never meet her.
Yeah. There you go.
And, of course, all the pickleball players in New Richmond. It's just a wonderful bunch of people. And all the jammers from Star Prairie, Karen and Owen Olson. I'm going to forget somebody.
Yeah. Seamus,
Jim Nelson. Don't forget Jim Nelson. Charlie Johnson, Roger Johnson, no relation. But Roger's from Eau Claire. And great. Oh, most beautiful baritone voice.
Oh,
just wonderful. And a whole host of others. But,
okay.
Great group.
How about you, Mike?
My wife, Brenda. Kids, Tom and Jason. My sons, Jeffrey, Chubbs, and Janelle. Grandkids, my bandmates, you know who you are. Stand up if you know who you are. Been working hard, like you guys know. We get together. If we have a gig, we don't get together as often, but we get together probably 3 times a month, learn some new stuff, and
yeah,
and touch up some old stuff. But
yeah,
and the Pickleballers.
Good.
The Pickleballers from New Richmond.
These guys played at my 70th birthday about a month and a half ago. My wife planned it and my daughter. It was a complete surprise. And they were so much fun. Crabgrass is a wonderful band. All five of them sing.
Well, good.
And just a variety. A lot of fun.
Yes. Very kind.
And this is the beauty of this thing, too, with the internet, that we can people from all over. Plus, you can go back. It'll be on the archives probably tomorrow.
By noon tomorrow.
By noon tomorrow. And you can go back and, like, you found some shows. Like, so you, if some of your family can't catch it tonight, they'll show you how to get, you know, go back and see it or hear it whenever it works for you, too.
So. I have a quick story about his 70th surprise birthday party.
Sure.
We're supposed to arrive a few hours. The deal was his son was going to take him fishing. So we're going to set up a few hours prior to playing at 5 o'clock. Well, we pull in at 4 o'clock, and he's standing in the driveway. The surprise was on us.
Oh.
Yeah. So it was like a reverse surprise birthday party. Is what it was.
I bet it was a lot of fun.
I got even with them all.
Oh.
But he, the weather was bad. They couldn't go fishing, and Pat needed help, and he was just, he's a great guy.
They told me they were going to set up in the garage, and my wife says, can you clean the garage this afternoon? I said, maybe by December I could have it clean.
Jeez. Well, let's have you do a song.
Yeah, we're going to do an old Beatles song.
Sure.
It's off their Help album of 1965. John Lennon and Paul McCartney. Prolific songwriters. I know a lot of the people that come and say the Beatles is a big influence, and I guess it was on just about everybody. So we're going to do this. It's called Hide Your Love Away. Thank you.
Mike Drisco, yes, with a good Beatles tune there. Yeah, very nice. Yes. You know, we, Mark, it's the first time you've been here, and you said you didn't actually play out with groups. You kind of played in the basement. But what inspired you? How did you learn? Did you learn it by yourself, the guitar?
Well, my dad was a guitar player.
Okay.
Way back in, he was a wonderful singer.
Mm.
He used to sing a lot of wedding solos and church solos. But he had an old Ward's steel string finger slicer.
Mm.
And but I tried to play it. I tried, but I couldn't. Mm. He finally bought a Sears Silvertone Classical that I could play. And then I heard, whoops. And that got me. I'm going to learn that.
Yeah.
So, and then just played off and on over the years. I had
sure.
a family and career. And,
yeah.
And as I said, when I retired, came to Star Prairie, and I wish I'd have done this 50 years ago.
Oh, nice.
It's
yeah.
so much fun.
We're going to have to wind up here. Just, I'm overlooking anything here, Eddie, or you guys? Again, thank you so much for being here. We're going to have Eddie do a little bit of an instrumental, just maybe a couple minutes here, on his steel guitar. This is, what's the name of this, Eddie?
Herb Remington did a song when he was with Bob Wills called Boot Heel Drag.
Okay, all right.
And we'll do a little bit of it in the key of E. I'll do the it.
Schmidt playing that steel guitar. Nice, Eddie. Love it. Yeah.
Boot Heel Drag. Herb
yes.
Remington.
Well, we're going to have to wind it up here. You guys have been really good guests. I really appreciate you coming up and doing. Always fun to get together with you, Mike.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. And Mark Sorlene.
Thank you very much.
And come back again if you would. You're always welcome here. Thank you to Bob Zonk for engineering. And thank you to Lou Ann. Thank you, Eddie, for all you do at the radio station here, too. And happy holidays. Merry Christmas to everybody. Eddie, you got something?
No, if you get a chance, I'm actually going to get to play with Chris Cruzy and my son Ethan down at the Pablo Center down in Eau Claire on December 22nd. Mm. And so Ethan and I will be playing both with the Rattlenecks and with Chris Cruzy.
Okay.
So that's a fun deal. So.
And we're going to work on getting Chris back here as a guest sometime soon,
Chris,
hopefully.
Chris, if you want to come back and do it again, so we're going to get it worked out so we can get you here.
Sure. Hopefully do it when I'm not
when you're down having fun.
Yeah, okay. We're going to have to say goodnight. Thanks, everybody.